to blush, being the ensign to the day. The nightingale doth sit in bush, recording of her sweetest lay. The morning fairly doth appear, and music sweet salutes the bride, being prepared by her dear, who must in hymen's rites betide. Fair Phoebus shineth on the hills, the woody choristers do sing, and every grove with echo fills, which to the bride content may bring. The bridesmaids now, both fresh and fair, do dress themselves in neat array, and then unto the bride repair, to trim her up in garments gay. The bridegroom, like the golden sun, to his Cynthia doth appear, with a train of youths to come, salutes with gladsome cheer. Wing of flowers, the pleasant flowers, church must tread, few hours maidenhead. The bridegroom ushers forth his mate, attended by his company. His bride doth follow then in state, with maidens bright as stars in sky. Two dainty boys the bride do lead, like two fair Venus' gentle doves, who to the church do lightly tread, presaging of their happy loves. God's sacred minister doth join them hand in hand while life doth last, and both their hearts in one combine. 'Tis now too late for what is past. For better or for worse, 'tis said, I here do take thee for my wife. And then the like doth say the maid, and to obey as during life. From church to dinner then they go, whereas the cloth is neatly spread, the dishes and the cups o'erflow, and every one with cheer is fed. The bride, like to the Queen of May, in midst of all is trimly placed, and music fine doth sweetly play, to have the nuptial better graced. The dinner ended, then each youth doth take his maiden by the hand to dance, but they cry no in sooth, and still upon entreats do stand. Maids must be wooed ere they will yield, and use denial modestly. But men at last do win the field, and dance in measure orderly. The sun he shorteneth the day, to please the bride he hides his head, and divers guests to supper stay, and bring her at the last to bed. The music ceased, a posset then, the elder matrons do prepare, and bring amongst the maids and men, where every one will have a share. To bed, then goes the bride. The maidens now are flocking there. Her garters quickly are untied, and old wives her with counsel cheer. Being late, the bridegroom comes. From her he can no longer stay. After him then each one runs, and pulleth all his points away. His gentle bride he then doth kiss, she bids him welcome, sweetest groom, and then each of them hath their wish, not falling out for want of room. Good night to every one they say, and they to them the like do give. Each maid doth wish her wedding day, until it comes doth greatly grieve. Thus leaving them in loving arms, what they did do I cannot tell, who thus were caught in Cupid's charms, but I do think he used her well. Would I so to my love were joined, with all my heart I wish and pray, that naught but death might us unbind, and thus I end my wedding day.